worship the Lord tonight. Exalt His holy name. The Lord is here. His presence is here. We bless Your name, O God. We glorify You. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am. Yahweh, we bless Your name. We worship You. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We give You glory. We give You glory. We give You praise. We give You honor. We magnify Your name. We extol Your majesty. In the name of Jesus. We bless You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. We give You praise. We give You glory. We honor You, Jehovah. We magnify You, Jehovah. The one that is at work in us, both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. We bless You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We adore You, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, blessed Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. As we start tonight, we're going to start with prayer. I want you to open your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're going to read verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 11. And it reads, it's on the screen as, no, 3:11. 3:11. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 11. It says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, God is saying to someone tonight, He's saying to Eric, He's saying to Koye, He's saying to Joyce, He's saying to Chineze. That's a good one. She injected her name very quickly. God is saying to Betty tonight, the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. God is saying He will do a thing for you in this place tonight. That every ear that will hear what God has done for you will tingle. Why don't you lift your hands up to heaven and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. As You did in the time of old, do for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Do something for me tonight that every ear that hears it will tingle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le karada ba shantalia. Ye karada bo shalabaha. Ye karada ba. Cause every ear to tingle and marvel at Your work, at Your wonder in my life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le pradia rada bo shanta. Ye karada bo shekata. In the name of Jesus. Lord, You are not man that You will lie, neither the son of man that You will repent. Whatsoever You say You will do, that You do. You said, I will do a thing that at which both ears that hear of everyone that hear it shall tingle. Lord, do something new. Do something spectacular. Do something unique. Do something marvelous. Do something glorious. A wonder. A wonder. A wonder. The wonder working God. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, blessed Redeemer. We give You praise. We give You glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord make you a wonder. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says it does wonders without number. Amen? So if you have heard of wonders that He has done before and they told you that was then, they just lied to you. Because it does wonders without number. That's what Job said. He said, you do it wonders without number. Tonight is communion service. Amen? You may please be seated. Let's put our hands together for this great choir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Very well. Very well. Hallelujah. Earlier on, I was hearing them. I was in the bathroom, and I'm like, how many people are actually there? Sound like they were a whole lot more than they were. Praise Jesus. The communion is a very important meal. Very, very important meal that can propel you in this journey of destiny. I know I said to them it was cold, but now it's very hot. Yes. It seems like the thing is just blowing over my head. I don't want it to fry my... Praise the Lord. I bind the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. So please, just tone it down a little bit. It's better to inch it up. If we say jump to 70 all at once, it will be too hot. Praise the Lord. I welcome everybody tonight. And I want you to know, as we have prayed, God said to Samuel, he said, I will do a thing in Israel. God will do a thing in Salvation Center tonight that every ear that hears it will tingle. And guess what? It's going to be somebody's testimony. And I will not be the one that he will use, and I will not be a partaker of that testimony. So I know definitely if there is nobody that will be a partaker, I'm definitely a partaker tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I know you will be a partaker as well. In the mighty name of Jesus. But before we get to the communion part, I want us to just examine the scripture very quickly. I want us to examine the scripture very quickly. The word of the Lord for us as a church is that in Salvation Center, potentials will be maximized. Every deposit of God inside of you, you will maximize. In the mighty name of Jesus. When it's time for you to go to the grave, you will go empty. Your amen is standing on one leg. I say you will go empty. It means you will have lived a very full life and die empty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, I want to show us three things very quickly. On Sunday, we were talking about destiny, and we said that we are children of destiny. I want to show us three things from Scripture that can help us on a successful destiny journey. A journey that is rich and fulfilling in the name of Jesus. Open your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24, we're going to read two verses. Proverbs chapter 24, and we're going to read verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 24. Verses 3 and 4. It says, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. When you get home, I want you to take time to study those two verses on your own. We cannot even begin to say we want to unpack it tonight. But I just want to pick three things from there: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. For you to live and walk a successful destiny journey, you need these three ingredients. You need knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Knowledge. You need understanding. Somebody say understanding. And you need wisdom. You need wisdom. You need knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Number one, knowledge. Knowledge. I say you need knowledge. And the question you want to ask is knowledge of what? You need the knowledge of who you really are. Amen. Many of us, the enemy has told us many lies. And because of the ups and downs of life, we have believed the lie of the enemy. I was speaking to somebody today, and the question was, you need to ask yourself, where is the real you? You know, like I can say tonight, let the real Sapphire stand up. Not the Sapphire that everybody knows, but the real Sapphire. Let the real me begin to live. Let the real me rise up. Can I tell you something tonight? You are an original. Yes. I don't mean that as a cliche. I mean it as a statement of fact. Everyone under the sound of my voice is an original. You were not created because God was bored and he was looking for something else to do. No, he created you and I, and he created us uniquely. You were created for a definite purpose. Please open to Psalm 33 and verse 15. I like the way the New King James Bible reads this one. Psalm 33 and verse 15. It says, he fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Listen to this. It says, God has fashioned your heart. Miss Sherry, God fashioned your heart individually. It means it is not a mold that this is a good heart for everybody to have, and then across from the assembly line, the same heart was rolling out. No, he took time. He looked at you. He said, Voke, I'm going to create a person named Voke, and I'm going to create her with unique attributes and characteristics. Very unique. He says he fashioned their heart individually. Individually, I am unique. I am not the same as you. Many times people want you to be who you are not. You must reject that proposition. You really must reject that proposition. I am very comfortable in my skin. I'm not looking or seeking to become like somebody else. If you know anything about my wife and I, we are very different. She said, very. We are very different. We're very different. I mean, we have a dinner with the pastors for those, you know, that just joined the church. You know, and my wife is going to be away in March when they schedule for us to have the dinner with the pastor. I said, that's okay. You know, I'll be there. We can do it. They didn't argue with me at first. Then they took time. They came back and said, hey. So that thing we were talking about, if co-pastor is not there, it will not be good. I said, so I'm not, you know, you are good. She adds life to the, I said, so I bring death to it. Praise the Lord. We are different. You see what I'm saying? God created us uniquely and individually. You are a unique individual. Anyone trying to be like you is a counterfeit. Oh, yes. Anyone attempting to speak, talk, walk, live is a counterfeit. And do you know you can only be the best of you? You can only, is a percentage that you can be of something else. But the real you, that's where you can be your very best. So it is very important on this journey called destiny that we must remain original. Look at your neighbor, say, remain original. Or look at the other neighbor, say, remain original. Enough of the nonsense, trying to be like somebody else. Remain original. Why? Because when God created you, when God fashioned you, he fashioned you as an individual. He did not fashion you with a group and say, this group of people are the ones we are creating now, so let's create them. Like, No. He created you an original. He created you an original. Number two, we don't have time to dig in. It's just a brief word of exhortation. Number two, understanding. Understanding. Understand that, listen, let's read it. It's a verse of scripture. 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Say, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? And you know, the sense you get from this is not the point I want to make from there. The point I want to make from here is that every one of us, the way we were born, God had wired us and created us and given us specific, unique gifts. Uniquely for you, Yasmin, there are certain gifts that God has given to you that is just unique to you. It's just unique to me. You know, I was reading a research study that was done some time ago. This research, at the time the report was written, they had done it for 21 years already. And it's a research on twins.
identical twins. And what they have found is that, you know, the science talks about nature and nurture. More than likely, twins, identical twins. Twins, the nature and the nurture will be the same. Because they are born by the same parents, they grow in the same house, they eat the same food, they go to the same school. More than likely, they dress them the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the research has shown that many of those twins, as they grow up to be two different people. Though identical. Though it was one egg that was fertilized and split into two, yet they grow up, they become two individuals. You know why? God created us individually. And every individual that he has created, he has packaged unique things inside that person. Friends, I pray that from today you begin to look to God to show you the things that he has placed inside of you. The problem with the majority of people today is, so I see what Sister Busayo is doing. You know, I like her gift. I'm coveting her gift. It's not my gift. It's her gift. It's what she's doing and doing well. But that's what I want. I have neglected what is on my own inside. It says, for what maketh you differ from another? How are you different from somebody else? God. That's how I'm different. Because God created me different from her, different from you, different from him. God created us as individuals. And every individual he created, he gave certain gifts to those individuals. And he's saying, because it is God that gives, why are you boasting? Amen? You know, some people have oratorical gifts. When they stand and talk, they can convince people. You know, where are some other people? You have to weep. I say, hey, oh my God, do some drama before they believe you. But some people with a straight face, they can talk and convince you. It's a gift. It's a gift. So if that individual now begins to go around and say, I can speak better than you. Oh, really? You know, and as I was sharing this thought with my wife, and I was talking about Victoria Olalowo. Victoria, is she here? Oh, she's here. You know, Victoria, there's three of them in the family. There's Victoria, there's Esther, and there's Bolu. Yes? But Victoria has unusual pipes. That girl can sing. They are born by the same parents. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are born of the same spirit. Is it that the parents favored her? Is that why she can sing? Is it that the other ones they didn't make attempts to sing, that's why they can't sing? No, it's a gift from God. So it will be total foolishness and absolutely ridiculous if she begins to vaunt herself. Oh, I can sing, you cannot sing. No, it's a gift from God. Understand that God has wired you for this journey. The reason people will fail is because they are not using the equipment God has given them. When David faced Goliath, they gave him sword, they gave him all of this. He said, sir, I have not tested this thing. I know it worked for you, but I have not tested it. I don't need this. Let me use what I am familiar with, what I know. Let me use what I know. Understand that you are not empty, you are full. Oh no, you are very full. God has equipped you and wired you for this journey. You cannot fail. I say you will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God built you and fashioned you, he built you to accomplish purpose. You are resourceful. You are loaded. You are wired for greater works, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you the truth and I lie not. Number one, you must know. Number two, you must understand. You must understand. You must understand that everything you have, God has given to you. And God gave you for you to be successful in this journey. It's not for me to compare myself with you and say or show you how much better I am than you. No. In fact, what I put in my note, I said this thought is freedom. It's freedom. It frees you from any kind of entanglement. So anything you are doing and you are shining in it, you know this is not me, this is God. Because how did I, the example I gave, did she go to school to train to sing? No. She just began to sing and she's singing well. Why? Because God wired the singing into the throat, into the vocal cords. Let's be more scientific here. God wired it there. Some people, some children, when they pick a pencil and begin to draw, when they begin to draw, you'll be like, where did you learn to do that? It's already in there. It's already in there. So what you need to know is what is in there for you. What is already in there? What has God wired in there? What has God wired in there? So number one is knowledge. Amen? Knowledge of who you are. Number two is understanding of what God has freely given unto you. And number three is just simply walk in those two. Wisdom is simply the application of knowledge. You know, you comprehend, put it to work. Hallelujah. You know it, you understand, you can comprehend it, then put it to work. Use it. Use it. The example I always give when I talk about things like this is when I was in Nigeria and they were talking about American lottery visa, which was how a lot of people came to the United States. I knew about it. I know how to fill a form. At least you can give me credit for that. I have a little education. I can fill a form. I can read instruction. I can follow instruction. But I never applied myself to it. But you see, it was already part of the plan that I will make it and I'll be in San Antonio. So even though I missed that train, God created another opportunity for me to come. But friends, what you already know and understand, put it to use. Put it to use. Don't look for Saul's sword. Don't look for Saul's armor. Use what you already have. Use what you already have. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Listen. Listen. Think about this. Think about this. It's a very familiar story that we all know. Joseph was sold into slavery. You know all of that. We talked a lot more about that on Sunday. Okay? When Joseph got to prison and those guys dreamt and they told their dream, how did he know that he could interpret the dream? It was very simple. As they told him their dreams, he figured that he had better insight than surface knowledge on the matter. And he told them, I believe this is what your dream means. Why? Because something inside of him was telling him the meaning of that dream. And he told it to them. Friends, if he kept his mouth shut, he would have rotted in prison. He used it. He said it. Is it Daniel? Daniel, read the story of Daniel. Daniel never interpreted a dream before. Worse still, how can anybody tell somebody their dream that they forgot? Okay, the one that dreamt, he slept. He dreamt. He woke up. He has forgotten the dream. He's saying, tell me the dream that I forgot. And on top of it, you tell me the interpretation of it. The Bible says the wise men said, this has never been done before. And they are right. There's no precedence for it. That a person would dream, forget their dream, and will ask you to interpret the dream that they had forgotten. So at least if you tell us the dream, we might take a shot at it to interpret the dream. But Daniel, he just knew there was something on his inside. He knew I have solution to this. He said, tell the king not to be hasty. Tell the king not to be hasty. There is a God in heaven. Give us a few days. Give us a few days. Friends, there is stuff inside of you. Unless you bring it up, it will continue sitting there. My prayer for you tonight is that every gift, every dormant potential inside of you, you begin to maximize. You begin to maximize in the name of Jesus. Because Daniel began to walk in it, guess what? He became a president. A slave became a president. And when it was time again and he interpreted another dream, the king said, you know what? I have many of you presidents. I will make you the president of presidents. What will take you higher? What will bring you there? What will give you a successful journey is not what is outside. It's what is inside. It's already in there. Amen? It's in there. It's in there. Many people don't know how to harness what they have. Some people have an idea of what their area of gifting is, but they have not harnessed it. May you begin to harness it from tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Very quickly, and I'll close on this. Two things. There's more. Two things that can hinder you in your journey of destiny. Two things. Number one is people. Say people. Say people. Do not allow others to define you. Anyone that defines you will determine how far you're going. Don't allow anybody to define you. I am who God says I am. Amen. I can have what God says I can have. Amen. I am not who you think I am. I am who God says I am. Very important. People. You see, they try to give David all those armor. I've not tested this in. Please take it. Can I tell you something? There is a Saul that is sitting on your throne today. The Lord will unseat him. Amen. Jehovah will unseat him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. They are what the doctors call space occupying legion. Holding space. The Lord will dislodge them. The Lord will dislodge them. In the mighty name of Jesus. There is a Saul that is on your throne that needs to be dethroned. There is a Goliath in your path that needs to be beheaded. Everything that is a stumbling block in your journey of destiny, the Lord will take them out. In the name of Jesus. And as I was meditating on this, the Lord told me, he said, there is also a wicked older prophet. Wicked older prophet that is getting ready to mislead you. In 1 Kings chapter 13, read the story when you get home. 1 Kings 13, this guy, he heard from God very clearly, and he went and executed precisely as the Lord had told him. He did exactly what God said do. And God said, once you're done with your assignment, don't drink anything, don't eat anything. And he packed the stuff and he was leaving. And then news went to the older prophet. Listen, he was a prophet from another city. The Bible said the prophet from Judah. It means the older prophet, God had ignored him. God no longer speaks to him. You know, if God could speak to him, God would have told him, would have done the assignment. But God had to import a prophet from Judah to come and prophesy against the altar. When this older prophet heard it, he called the younger prophet. He said, come and eat. He said, no, God said I shouldn't eat. He said, I know. He said, after God spoke to you, an angel told me that you must eat. Friends, don't let us be foolish. If you heard from God, what is the voice of an angel? Are you following me? What is the voice of an angel compared to the voice of God? God told him he knew what he had clearly. But he said, an angel said. And guess what? At the end of the day, the same wicked older prophet was the one that prophesied to him that he would die. Go and read it when you get home. The same prophet, after he ate and everything was done, he said, now that you have eaten, by the way, you are going to die. Guess what? He also performed his funeral, the older prophet. Watch out for wicked people along the way. Watch out for wicked people. They will say all manner of sweet things to convince you, but you must refuse to be confused, to be convinced in the name of Jesus. Number two, this is a personal thing for you to take note of. A small mind. Somebody say small mind. Open to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. You know the scripture. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Listen, listen, listen to this. Everybody look up. This is fact. You can look this up on Google. The director of the U.S. Patent Office in 1875, you know the patent office, when you invent something, you discover something, you go brand it, whatever, whatever. The director of the patent office in 1875 resigned his position. You know why? It was not a scandal. There was no scandal. Listen to this. He resigned his position because, according to him, there is nothing else to invent. He was convinced that everything that can be invented was already invented. Small mind. Small mind. Small, 1875. Can you imagine? 1875. There were no airplanes at the time. There was no iPhone. There was no Surface. There was no iPad. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He said he resigned. He willfully resigned his office. He said, I have become redundant because there's nothing anybody else can invent. Can I tell you something? It does not matter what is happening today. There is new stuff that can still be invented. Oh, the Bible says in Proverbs, it said that God will give us wisdom for witty inventions. You know, when you look at all the discoveries that we have today, all the iPhones, all the iPad, all the this, all the that, you'll be like, how can anybody improve on this? Yasmin, I'm waiting for your program. Oh, yes, I'm waiting for your app. Something that would revolutionize this world. Do you know that Instagram, I still remember very clearly, maybe like five, six years ago, I'm not sure, that I was reading the story of Instagram and the guy that wrote the app. You know, he finished from grad school. He finished from grad school and couldn't get a job. So he wrote the program, Instagram. Amen? And at the time, he had maybe 30,000 subscribers. And that was when he was making raves. That, oh, there's a new thing now, Instagram. You know, 30,000 people. I'm like, what is this again? You know, they won't kill us with all these things that they are bringing out. By the time he sold that thing, he sold it for $3 billion. Okay, B as in boy. B as in bravo. B as in bossy. B as in banga. B, billion, $3 billion is what I heard that he sold it for. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a jobless guy, but decided to fill his time with something. He looked to what was already in him. He's not looking to copy anybody. People are copycats all over the place. Oh, what are they doing over there? Let's do it over here. What is she doing? Let me do it. What is he doing? Let me do it. You are too original to copy anything. In fact, that is why your copy attempts have not worked out well. Because you are too original. You are too original. You are too original. You are too original. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Friends, I encourage you tonight, change your thinking and you will change your life. Or if you can change the way you think, believe me, you will change your life. You will change your life. You will change your life. There's a whole lot more ahead of you. Amen? There's a whole lot more ahead of me. And the Lord will take us there. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to rise to your feet tonight. I want you to say to yourself, I'm a child of destiny. Oh, God has a purpose for my life. I'm not just hanging out here. Oh, no, 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 no. God has a purpose for my life. Why don't you bow your heads and just talk to the Lord for a minute or so. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. He has brought you this far because he desires to transform your life. He said, do not be conformed to the systems of this world, but be transformed. Be transformed. Be transformed. The real you is a great person, a great woman of God, a great man of God. An inventor is waiting to come out, is waiting to stand out. is waiting, is waiting. Talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Je karadabo son tolo predia. Ma I karadabakun soto predia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Books inside some people tonight. Bestsellers inside of you. Bestsellers, academic books. Academic books, bestsellers inside of you. Songs, hallelujah. You are not a problem, you are a solution. Oh, I'm not part of the problem, I am the solution. I am the solution. Makaradaba shekaradaba konderia. Jebrodobo shandala bakorodobo shakata. Jekati karadaba korodobo shakata. Jema ye karada bakoro dobo shantali ya ragadagada. Jebo shanda jega baga 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 bakikala bakuso to predia. Je prodoko sokotolo predia radaba shenderia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ma ikatalia. He karada bo shantala baba baba. Andere debo jekala bakoro dobo shandali ya ragada. Ye karodo bo shantale prodoko sokotoli ya ragada. Je prodobo shendalia bakenda radabo shekala bakoro dogo dogo do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Manderebo shenderegedegede bakoro do jekata. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and confess any sin that might be in you tonight? Every unrighteousness, every uncleanness. Say, Lord, cleanse me. I repent, and I ask forgiveness tonight. I confess my sins. I repent of them. And, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse me, mighty God. Cleanse me, mighty God. Je bakaradabashi katalia. The blood of Jesus. Every sin of omission. Every sin of commission. What you ought to have done that you have left undone. And the one you shouldn't have done that you have done. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Jehovah, have mercy on me. King of glory, mercy, mercy, mercy tonight, mercy tonight, mercy tonight. Can the ministers please come forward to help me out here? Je prakisa talia, ma ikaradabu shanta, ye karadaba shigaragadagalaba korodobo shenderia. Hey, bakurada, je katalia radabo. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Le karadaba shikaradabu kondorodogodogodo. Je kalia, bakorodo, jendala bakorodobo shikatalia. Je pradia bando rodobo shantalia radaba. Je makoro dobo shenderia ragada. He karadaba kondo rodobo shekatalia. He pradida daba kura daba kuro dobo shekatalia. Je pradia bakondo rodobo shekatalia. In the name of Jesus. Le prodo shekatalia bakoro dobo shekedegede. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Je pradia bakoro dobo shentelia ragadagada. Ma ika mande bako sokoto. Talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. Remember, remember, He will do something today that every ear that hears it will tingle. But you must cleanse yourself by the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus upon you, that what God wants to do, it may land, it may settle upon you in the name of Jesus. Le prodoshe katalia ragadagada. Mandere bakoro dobo shekatalia radaba. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep talking to the Lord. Keep talking to the Lord. When you receive the communion emblem, continue to pray. Say, Father, cleanse me. Jehovah, cleanse me. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse me, mighty God. Cleanse me, King of kings. Cleanse me, Lord of lords. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Le karadabashi katakata. Mando rodo bo shekete baye karada dada bo shande e karada bo shendere gede gede andere de bo shikatalia rada bo shika. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, come lay down. God is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, please, I want you to please listen to me. Please. The Bible tells us that some people, they partook of this communion, say they slept. It's a nice way of saying they died. It is my prayer that what is supposed to do you good will not do you harm. What I'm saying to you tonight is, if you are not, you know, you are not in any state, shape, form, or mind to partake of the communion, yes, they have given it to you, you can just keep it in your purse or in your pocket or something and settle with God first of all. Because the Bible says that when we go to the house of the Lord, it said we must watch our steps so that we don't give sacrifice of fools. Amen. As we partake of the communion, we must partake of the communion with awareness and with reverence. And having said that, the Bible says on the night that he was betrayed, after giving thanks, he gave them the bread. He said, "This is my body that is broken for you." He said, "Take, eat it, and do this in remembrance of me." Go ahead and eat the bread. On the same night, he said to them, he said, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. Give them the cup to drink." And he reminded them to do it in his remembrance. We're going to drink from the cup as one body. I'm going to say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and at the end of it, we all drink together. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray, people. People of God, we're going to pray. If you'll please pull up for me Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 3. It says, "Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth before thee. As a consuming fire, it shall destroy them, and it shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said." He said, understand therefore this day that the Lord will go before you. Why don't you pray tonight? Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I trust in you. I hope in you. Jehovah, be my Alpha, be my Shepherd. Go before me as a consuming fire and consume every obstacle, every stumbling block in the name of Jesus." Why don't you go ahead and pray tonight? He said, "It is the Lord that goes before you, and it goes as a consuming fire." He says, "It will drive all the enemies out. The Hittites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, it will go before you and it will take them out of the way. It will take them out of the way. Mighty God, King of glory, everlasting God, Lord, tonight I acknowledge I cannot do this by myself. I cannot go this journey by myself. Lord, you were with the children of Israel in the wilderness, like a pillar of fire at night and a cloud by the day. My God and my Father, lead me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lead me in the way that I ought to go.
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you say you will go before us as a consuming fire and you will destroy, Lord, every obstacle, every hindrance in my path. Lord, as a consuming fire, Jehovah, consume them. King of glory, consume them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please open to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14. It is my prayer that God will open our eyes of understanding. I have a feeling that the enemy has blinded many of us. You know, like the scripture says, in seeing that they may not see, and in hearing they may not hear. But every blocked eyes is open today. Or every plugged ears is unplugged tonight. In the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14. It says, and to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. Listen to this. Into her place. Somebody say, into her place. So there is a place that was prepared for her. You see that? He said that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Listen to me. There is a place God has prepared for you, Amarachi. There's a place God has prepared for you. Amen. He said, God gave her two wings that she may fly into her place. Into her place. The wings is talking about a propulsion. She didn't have to walk there. She could fly like an eagle. She could soar like an eagle. May you begin to soar. Or may you begin to rise above every limitation. Every limitation that the enemy has placed upon you, may you begin to rise above them. May you begin to rise above limitations that you have placed upon yourself. Why don't you pray tonight? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give unto me wings, abilities, capabilities, that, Lord, I may rise above failure. Rise above limitations in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are not a partial God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You say you gave wings of eagles even to the woman that she may fly, that she may fly. Lord, in the name of Jesus, elevate me. Lift me up that I may enter into my place. That I may enter into my place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that I may soar, that I may soar in the name of Jesus, to rise above in the name of Jesus, to excel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, makanda ragada, makonda ragada, epakorada bashekata, eprakosokotolia ragada. In the name of Jesus, mandorodo boshegede, yemba yakatalia. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, blessed Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Jehovah will lift you up. Jehovah will elevate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to this. The eagle is not a bird that is hunted. Say you are shooting bow and arrow to catch an eagle. You are wasting your time. Because the eagle flies very high. There is no gun that can reach the eagle where the eagle is soaring. Hallelujah. It flies very high. God will lift you up above every sorrow. Above the wickedness of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus.
It says that she may fly, that she might fly into her place where she is nourished. It means there is a place of nourishment that God has prepared and reserved for you. So the reason I'm struggling on this side of the divide is because I've not found that place. You know, when people talk, they talk about the soft spot. Say, you've gotten to your soft spot. Amen. You see people, the same thing they have always done, all of a sudden they are still doing the same thing. And then there's huge success. Why? Because God has taken them to their place. May God take you to your place. I say, may God take you to your place. May you enter into your place. Why don't you pray tonight and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring me into my place where I can be nourished in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. My place of nourishment, my place of satisfaction, my place of enlargement in the name of Jesus. Lord, when Isaac got to Rehoboth, no man contended with him. Lord, bring me to my Rehoboth, to my place of enlargement in the mighty name of Jesus. My place of nourishment, my place of well-being, my place of increase, my place of more than enough, my place of sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Bring me to that place, O Lord, by the help of your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.